Welcome to the Dollars and Cents of Westworld podcast, where we try to figure out if it would be possible to run Westworld as an actual business. This exercise will cover the entire show, so please be aware that spoilers will follow. Also, this is a discussion about running Westworld as a functioning business. It is not a criticism of the story itself, as we do understand there's dramatic license at work here. Please don't send us hate mail, at least about the critiquing part. With me today are Tom Ara, Joe Carlin, and Pat Swanson. We're going to be talking about the intent of this podcast and prostitution. Joe, how about you start us off?
Okay, prostitution. Wow. My name is Joe Carlin. I'm a senior quality assurance engineer with a focus in automation. I've got a knack for screwing things up in every way possible, including this podcast, and just repeating it. But I really enjoy watching movies and TV shows and suspending disbelief, unlike some of us here. Pat?
I think it's probably good to set a baseline here that the introduction time is not the appropriate time for personal attacks, Joe. I'm Pat Swanson. And I am an Agile coach right now, but I've been a developer and a QA in the past. We're going to talk not just about running it as a business, but process and other problems that we would see that are impediments to running it as a business. And my expertise there is that I've seen exactly what kind of problems can arise when you have insufficient safeguards, because when I was two, I drove a car into a garage. Tom?
That's a hell of a qualification there, Pat. My name is Tom. I'm a senior product owner. While I do have an engineering background, you will probably hear me focus a little bit more on the business side of things here. To be fair, I'll probably catch these guys a little bit on the engineering side because, let's be honest, I don't trust most of them. Chris?
I don't actually trust any of you.
Thanks, buddy.
So we're all on equal footing there. My name is Chris. I am currently a QA engineer. Previously, I have done CRM work for a number of years, as well as some physical security work, which, given the fact that the rest of my esteemed associates don't really have much of a sense of awareness, I'll probably be addressing some of those things that come up during the course of this podcast. So with those introductions out of the way, one of the things that we had previously tossed around and talked about was what exactly were we looking to get out of this thought exercise? What were we looking to identify and what kind of ground were we looking to cover? I think a lot of this approach is going to be walking through some of what we've seen in the show, some of what our shared experiences are in our careers, and really just approaching how the four of us would come together to hopefully create something that was more of a functioning corporate entity than what we see in the show, which, again, not a knock on anything in the show at all, but definitely something that we're hoping we would be able to do that would return a better ROI.
I think some of the fun part of this is going to be the kind of the thought experiment parts of giving the suggestions of what we would actually want to do differently, right? We're going to pull notes and things from the show and point out some of the obvious flaws, but then we should also be turning that around and say, well, we should be doing it differently or this way for this reason, right? We want to run this like a real business. How could we get to that point?
Yeah, there was no shortage of things done wrongly.
I believe the word that you are looking for is incorrectly, Joe. I would highly appreciate if you go through and read that blue book of grammar and punctuation that I bought you before we record the next episode.
I saw that book, but it doesn't look like anything to me.
To find out more about this podcast and for the show notes of this episode, please go to dollarsandcentsofwestworld.com. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/dollarsandcentsofwestworld and on Twitter at _DASOW.